It is the Morning Digestion. You may recognize a little ELO there from Rock Aria. Because last night I watched the Showtime ELO from Wembley concert, and it was just fantastic. I mean, you know, Jeff Lynne is just so great. She's sweet on Monday. I think she's dead for Beethoven. She's sweet on Wagner. She's daft for Beethoven. She loves the way Puccini lays down a tune. And Verdi always creeping from her room. I mean, how can you beat that? It's just fantastic. So it's on Showtime. I'm late on everything. God knows. It could have been on there for months and months and months. But I just, you know, I went to my Showtime subscription and I was thinking about putting on the circus. You know, Mark McKinnon's thing. And I didn't because I could just see John Heilman there. And it's just like, oh, God, listening to that goof for an hour or something. It just, I couldn't do it. And now they've got Alex Wagner on there with him. And I don't know why Mark McKinnon doesn't just do it himself. I mean, I don't know why he has to put these two lightweights on. He's worked the presidential campaign for George W. Bush. He knows what's going on, but he tends to sit there with that goofy hat on and just listen to these people who, you know, in the case of Alex Wagner, I'm sorry, I don't believe she knows anything. And Heilman's just a blowhard. So I don't know. Anyway, so I was thinking about watching that and then I thought, ah, hell with it. I'm going to watch this ELO thing. And it was fantastic. And I had it cranked up so loud it drove my wife out of the house. Impeachment. Vindman is the target of Trump's Twitter war room. Of course he is. And this is in the New York Times. They're kind of acting like nobody should question him because he's a war hero. Look at all those decorations he's got on his chest and so forth. You know, and you know, he comes in and basically attacks the president. What do you expect the president to do? Of course he's going to attack back. New York Times says Trump wanted Barr to hold a news conference to say nothing was illegal in the Zelensky call, and Barr refused. Actually, the Times is late on this. It's a Washington Post story, and they're just following up on it. New York Times, the Bill Taylor transcript, he said it was Rudy who pushed the Biden investigations. We kind of knew that. The money quote here, I'm not putting a money quote on every story. I read them. If there isn't a money quote, I don't even bother. But the quote here is, lawmakers plan to question Mr. Taylor and George P. Kent, a senior American diplomat who oversees policy in the region, during a televised joint session on Wednesday. Then on Friday, they will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the former American ambassador to Ukraine, about her abrupt recall to Washington this spring amid a campaign to smear her as disloyal. Okay, so first of all, I guess they mean next Wednesday. And the Democrats are counting on these hearings being just blockbusters, blockbusters. Taylor's going to say, this was very unusual. And Yovanovitch is going to say, they wanted to fire me. Firing Yovanovitch, no big deal. I mean, people get fired all the time. Sorry, lady. You know, I'm sure you're upset about it, but the president gets to fire you. There's an attitude among some of these Trump critics in the media, especially, that, you know, the ambassador is untouchable. You know, if the president wants to fire the ambassador, there's something wrong with that. And Taylor is basically going to say, well, the president, you know, was following this sort of parallel policy to the State Department. So the State Department had a policy to Ukraine, and I was carrying it out. And the president had these other guys doing something different. And I don't think that's right. Well, okay. In San Francisco Chronicle, Willie Brown, former mayor, former speaker of the state legislature, powerful Dem. He was the one who was sleeping with Kamala Harris and got her career started. He asked the question, is this impeachment a winner for the Dems? He says, no. He says, the basic story, Trump pressured Ukraine to announce investigations into Democrats that would help Trump, is out there already. People know how they feel about it. And if you believe the polls, they're pretty evenly split on whether the president deserves to be thrown out of office. In other words, this is probably not going to be the show the Democrats would like. Trump, whistleblower's lawyer announced the coup has started and impeachment soon. It did that on Twitter in 2017. This is a Fox News story. Mark Zaid, the money quote, one of the attorneys representing the intelligence community whistleblower at the center of the Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry, tweeted conspicuously in January 2017 that, quote, a coup has started, close quote, and that, quote, impeachment will follow ultimately, close quote. And then in July 27, Zaid remarked, I predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. Okay, there we go. The Hill says Tuesday's election is a wake-up call for Trump. This is Lindsey Graham, quote, the suburban losses seem to continue in some places, Graham noted Wednesday. I think when you look into it, it's more about tone and style than it is about policy. In other words, Trump, kind of cool your jets if you want to keep the suburbs. Wall Street Journal, U.S.-China will phase out tariffs if a deal is struck. I find it hard to believe this is news. U.S. collected record $7 billion in tariffs in September. You know, tariffs, $7 billion funds the United States government for, what, 15 minutes? Wall Street Journal, don't know what it has to do with Trump, but the Fed put $62 billion into the economy yesterday. Okay. Politics, Biden attacks Warren as elitist. The money, this is in Politico. He said, this quote of Biden's, she has things in her plan that are just not realistic, but if you question it, she says you don't understand or you're talking like a Republican. It's just an elitist attitude that it's either my way or the highway. There we go. New York Times, Warren's plan to pay for parts of her plans, you know, like Medicare for All and universal child care and so forth, is the oldest one in the book, Soak the Rich. Quote, and this quote is on Medicare. Some money would come from added revenue from existing taxes. Workers would no longer pay for health insurance premiums, so their take-home pay would rise, and they would pay taxes on that extra money. Ms. Warren also wants to strengthen tax enforcement to collect more taxes. In other words, she's going to sick the IRS on you. New York Times, Bernie has spent $30 million in early states. He's doing some unusual things, but the money quote is a big TV buy could help Mr. Sanders with the demographics among which he is the weakest, older voters who are likeliest to be watching television without skipping the commercials. It's funny. Jeff Sessions plans to run for his old seat in Alabama. White House says it opposes. Stories in the Washington Post. Washington Post, Lizzie is angry and antagonistic, her critics say. Her team says, sexist! Social justice warriors, Tucson voters rejected sanctuary status in a vote on Tuesday, saying it went too far. That's in the New York Times. Virginia turns blue. The Confederate past is forgiven because it turned blue. This is in the Washington Post. The quote is, the Confederacy in Virginia is dead and Donald Trump presided. Repulsed by the president, a new base for the Democratic Party rose up 3 years ago. Goes into some details. So you got all Democrats in the legislature and a Democratic governor. That's the racist one in blackface. And the racist past of Virginia, the Confederacy and all that, is forgiven because it went blue. If it had gone red, the Confederate pass would still be a millstone around Virginia's neck. A billionaire's wife says, I know Alicia Keys, so I can use the N-word. It's not going to work out. Tech, e-scooters come to Hoboken. Not good. This is in the New York Times. In Hoboken, the problem has gotten so bad, the city has had to hire two officers whose job it is to police unruly scooter riders. Some riders have been caught scootering while drunk. That's no surprise in Hoboken. Two Twitter employees charged with spying for the Saudis. They got access to Twitter users' information. Now, I probably shouldn't mention this, but they appear to be Muslims. Ali Al-Zabara was an engineer. Ahmad Abu Amal was a media partnership manager. They're being prosecuted by the feds for not registering as foreign agents. Okay, so this is in San Francisco Chronicle. Airbnb is for gang shooters. 42 shot in the last 6 months at Airbnb party houses. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. New York Times, trying to figure out the Mormon massacre. I mean, the interesting fact in this story is that the three vehicles that were attacked were 11 miles apart. So the attackers were, you know, waiting on the road from some distance from each other. Washington Post, I'm going to play this. It's the new put down of millennials and Generation Z. Okay, boomer. Whatever, you know, whatever you're saying, we don't care. Okay, boomer. I got the soundbite. It makes you fucking crazy. Wall Street Journal, California got a reprieve from the fire, but it's only for now. Page six in the New York Post. The leaky of the Amy Roback hot mic tape on Jeffrey Epstein now works at CBS. So ABC executives called their friends at CBS to say, you've got this shithead leaker working for you. In other words, they're trying to get him fired. New York Post commenting on a New York Times art critic says the Louvre should put Mona Lisa away. You know, there's something to this. If you go to the Louvre, and I've been there twice in the last few years, it is a ridiculous scene in the Mona Lisa room. It's just a ridiculous, awful scene. And I'm not even sure that's a real Mona Lisa up there. They could just, you know, cut out a photograph and put it up there. It's, I'm going to sound racist here, but, and I'm not, but it is packed with Chinese tourists taking selfies of the Mona Lisa. Packed. I mean, there may be 300-400 people in that room. You have to use your elbows to get close to it. So I don't know, maybe this, New York Times art critic, is right that it's, time for the Mona Lisa to go back into the storeroom. That's the morning digestion. You know, there are days where it seems like the newspaper people just take off. They're doing something else. And this is one of those days. I mean, it just didn't seem like there was any news at all. I mean, the overarching news is Democrats really think that these hearings with these diplomats, which will be televised, you know, we'll all watch, are going to shock the conscience of the nation, and they're going to say Trump has to go. Trump has to go. I personally don't think so. Write to me at, yeah, there we go, a little ELO. Write to me at host@johngibson.com. I love to read your emails on the podcast. Also, call me at the bitch box at 859-544-2766 and get the, you know, go to Twitter and follow me at Gibson Radio. I've kind of heard enough of that. and Khalil, I'm wondering if Khalil got in an accident and he's in a hospital. He might be. I'm going to have to go look up his, contact information and try to reach out to him. But we're a little worried about Khalil. Okay, see you on the podcast a little bit later. If you're not already a subscriber, go to johngibson.com and subscribe.